Govinda Bhagat and some devotees are absent. Jnanatmirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Anchapalpatavbhyasya Kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadandaya Krishna Premipadayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Today is very sacred day. Today is the Vyapal Devi Vidyavasankar day.
Disappearance day.
Disappearance day of Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan. One of the most venerated acharyas. Today is also birthday.
Disappearance day of Mata Goswami.
Ganga Mata Goswami.
And appearance day of Ganga Devi.
And today, when the day, very day, when Ganges came to this world, the 3 days are here. In India, in our all months, there will be a very big festival of Harikatha for these prominent bhakti leaders. One of you can tell something about Baladeva Vidyabhushan. You can tell? Then Namin can tell something.
Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
What important things will be told?
Today is disappearance day of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu. Srila Gurudev ordered me. To describe about Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu in brief. Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu is a prominent acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. When he came in Vrindavan, at first he thinks that he is a great learned person. When he came Vrindavan and met with Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, seeing his devotion and his siddhanta, hearing his siddhanta and seeing his knowledge, then he thinks that I am insignificant to him. He surrendered himself to the lotus feet of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So in our Guru Parampara, after Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu's name came in our Parampara. in our spiritual hierarchy. Srila Balabhadra Vidyavasan Prabhu was in Vrindavan and Srila Chakravarti Thakur was in Vrindavan. At that time, in Jaipur, some Ramanuja Sampradaya scholar, they asked the king of Jaipur, "O king, we have some arguments with you. You always keep with Radhika, with Krishna in Jaipur, Sri Govinda, Radha Govinda Dev, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madanmohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, so many Gauriya deities. Srimati Radhika is not married wife of Sri Krishna. So Radhika can't stay with Krishna, it is illegal." And told that you have no commentary about Vedanta Sutra, condensed form of Vedanta. So we could not accept your sampradaya as a bona fide sampradaya. King replied him humbly that, "I can send some messenger to Vrindavan. There are so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they can come and reply your question. Because you are scholar, I am not scholar, but my Guru Parampara Vaishnavas, they live in Vrindavan, they will sure come and reply your question very easily." King sent some messenger to Vrindavan. At that time, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was too old. Especially, he always spent his time about antardasa. Antardasa means sadhak has three stages. One is called antardasa, another ardhavaya dasa, and third is vaya dasa. In antardasa, he always emerged in his mood, in his constitutional form, and he served divine couple. In ardhavaya dasa means not quite external mood, not quite internal mood, between internal mood and external mood. At the time, he sometimes say some upset, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, "I am Krishna Chaitanya," when he is in ardhavaya dasa. In vaya dasa, in external mood, he always spends his time doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Srila Chakravarti Thakur, in his last stage, always spends his time in antardasa. He told, "I am quite old, I don't want to live in Vrindavan Dham." He ordered to his disciple Bhagavad Vidyavasan Prabhu, "Please go to Jaipur and reply their question, answer their question. Bhagavad Vidyavasan Prabhu, taking his blessing, went to Jaipur. And another devotee also with Bhagavad Vidyavasan Prabhu. There is a very big assembly. In one side, so many Ramani Sampradaya scholars, and another side, Srila Balabhadra Vidyavasan Prabhu and one devotee from Vrindavan and some devotee from Jaipur. And the Ramani Sampradaya scholars, they are so big body, so healthy. And Balabhadra Vidyavasan, on the other hand, is very lean and very slim. King is thinking, how we can reply their question? But what? Nothing to do. But they came. They will discuss and what will result, we have to see. Srila Balabhadra Vidyavasan Prabhu replied that Krishna is potent, omnipotent, and Srimati Radhika is eternal potency. Potent and potency is non-different. None can differentiate between potent and potency. Likewise, sun and heat, sun and its rays, fire and its heat, none can different from sun, his rays, and fire and his heat. Similarly, none can different between Radha and Krishna. For the Lila Vilas, they are sometimes two, sometimes one. When they are two, then Radha Krishna, when they are one, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But both form eternal. Some can think, though, then Mahaprabhu was not as before. So Radha Krishna was before Mahaprabhu came later, or Mahaprabhu was before Radha Krishna came later. This is not a good question, because they both form a eternal. So Balabhadra Vidyavasan Prabhu is replying there that none can differentiate potent and potency. Just like one example, when Krishna was in Braj, once Nandava went to look after his cow grazing at afternoon time. According to Isha Krishna Chandra Jogma arranged something. The sky becomes cloudy. The described by Jayadeva Goswami in his Git Govindam, Megham Viduram Barai, in this sloka. Sky becomes a cloudy. It has been drizzling. Nandava thinks, what to do? Krishna is a little boy. How I can protect him? In the meantime, Srimati Radha Prani, that means daughter of Vishwanu Maharaj, she came and she spread her arms. Krishna came to her arms. For the Srila Nandava think that they can go now in protect place. Nandava can understand what is going to be happen. Krishna and Radhika, Sri Radha and Krishna came to a groves under Bhandivar and they became teenage. In the meantime, Asta Sakhis Lalita, Visakha, Chitta, Champalara, Indulekha, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Devi, they arrived there. Our Adi Guru Brahma was going Pushkar. Seeing them, came down and arranged marriage ceremony according to Gandharva Riti. So Krishna and Radhika in this Naralila, they also get married in Bhandirvan. So Balada Vidasana Prabhu is giving an example. If anyone married in past times, just like Buddha Prabhu is here, if Krishna Priyadi come in San Francisco or LA or Belgium or Holland or France, if anyone say, oh, I have not seen to marry Krishna Priya, so I don't believe she is a Roy. So if she have to prove everywhere in the whole world, wherever you'll go, marry her again and again? Is it a question of scholar? It is not a good question. Who is quite ignorant, they can think like so. So Brother Vidyasan Prabhu is telling, so Radhika is his own potency, and they get married in Bhandivan, so no need to show everyone that she get married, Radhika. Then they have to spend all time to show the ignorant person. So it is not a good question. Another question that in scriptures, especially Srila Jiva Goswami Pad explained in his Tattva Sandarbha. Now Srila Bhakta Vidyasana Prabhu replied in second question that Gaudiya Sampada has any commentary or not. This is a very deep question. So Bhakta Vidyasana replying from Jiva Goswami's Tattva Sandarbha quoted here, Artho and Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhasya Rupa Asa Vedartha Pare Vimhita. Arthayam Brahma Sutra Nam, Srimad Bhagavat is explanation of Brahma Sutra, means Vedanta Sutra. Bharatartha Vinirnaya, explanation of Mahabharata, Gayatri Bhasya Rupa Asa and commentary of Brahma Gayatri. Because in Gayatri, Sattam Param, in Gayatri, Dhyoyana Prachodaya, and here Sattam Param Dhimahi, both are same. Just like in Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya. That means I meditate, Bhargo means potency of Krishna. She will manifest in this full form, is all her full form and her associates. That means with divine couple in my heart. And here, Sattam Param Dhimahi. That means, Yamanat Daso Yatanaya Vitarato Statesha Vigno Sarat Tene Brahma Hedadi Yakavai Mujanti Yatsudayo Teyo Vari Vedam Jaha Vinimayoti Sarva Yatram Risa Dhamna Sena Sadani Rastakuakam Sattam Param Dhimahi. In this work, Yamanat Daso Yata, your Adda means, Adda Ras means Singa Ras. Someone can ask me, how one can prove that Abdaras means, Abda means here Abdaras, Janmadasa means creation, etc., from whom I meditate him. But our Gosamis, our Guru Vargas, they explain, Abda means Singaras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing Chaitanya Charitamritam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rahupati Upadhyaya, what is the best form of God. Then the Raghupati Pada is replying, Samameva Param Rupam. And what is the best residence of God? Puri Madhu Puri Gora. For the best age? Teenage. Vaya Paisarakam. What is the best ras? Abdharas. So in one slok he is replying to Mahaprabhu. Samam eva param rupam puri madhu puri bara vaya paisarakam dhayam abdha eva paro rasa. So here, Janma dasa means abdha means singarasasa of singaras. From whom? But from divine couple. So here, singaras created from divine couple. So here, abdha means singaras. The singaras came from meeting with Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna. So here, Sattam Param Dhimahi, that means we meditate, Sattam means Krishna, because Sattam 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 So he has Satta means Krishna, and as before, Abda means who is single associated with Radhika and Krishna. Yeah, prominence of Abda Rasa is Srimati Radha Thakurani. So Srimati Radha Thakurani and Krishna both, they will manifest in my heart. Saptam Paramdhima, I meditate them. So they are Dhyojana Prachodaya in Gayatri, and here Saptam Paramdhima. Significance of both is same. So Bhartava said Gayatri Vasa Rupa Vasa Vedarta Paribrimita. And this is the full explanation of Vedarta Veda. So Srila Bhagavad Gita Vasa Rupa is explaining there. So no need to describe any, no need to discover, or no need to write any new commentary about Vedanta Sutra, condensed form of Vedanta. They replied that Ramanu scholar, we don't believe this. We don't agree with your proposal. We have to show that Gaudiya Sampada have any bhasha, any commentary. Then Bhagavad Gita Sampu told, yes, I want some time. They told, yes, we are giving you 7 days. Bhagavad Gita Sampu Prabhu came to Govindada temple and do full fast, and he is praying to Govindade, oh Govindade, what do you like? You want to stay Radhika or you want to stay alone? If you want to stay Radhika, then you have to in prayer to
help me.
Help me, you have to do spurti in my heart. Then I can write any commentary. Govindadev came in his heart and told, don't worry, you can do tonight, no need to wait for 7 days. Why you wait for 7 days? So, by the spurti of Govindadev, Srila Bhagavad Gita Sant Prabhu wrote down the whole commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So Govindadev, just like dictating, suppose he is dictating and Bhagavad Gita Sant writing, he dictated in his heart, in his trance. Next day, Baladev Vidyavasan Prabhu asked him to again arrange the assembly, and he saw that this is the bhasha of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Then they agreed with his proposal and they arranged that yes, Sri Radhika, Srimati Radhika and Krishna can both stay together. And from that day, none can say anything about Gaudiya Sampradaya, that Radhika and Krishna, they can they could not stay legally. From that day, none can arise this question again anymore. So Balabhadra Vidyasan Prabhu in his Govinda Bhatsa, he is explaining that Janmadasa Yata and Athavta Brahma Jigyasa, Arupavata Vaita Pradhanatvar, Anandamaya Bhasa, so many condensed form he explained as a manner. It is so sweet and so easy. If we want to establish any Siddhanta, or we have only want to know very good deep Siddhanta, we have to go through commentary of Baladev Vidyavasan Prabhu. Yama Dasa Jata, we explained just now about this word, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. When Brahma Jigyasa, that means when enquiry will come about Brahma, all jivas suffering for threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik. Even a fortunate soul who have passed birth impression, this inquiry came in his heart that Athata Brahma Jigyasa, who is Brahma, who am I, why I came in this world, why I feel this three torments, I don't know what is lead to my ultimate good. This kind of inquiry will come in his heart. Then who is Brahma? Then second condensed form, Janmardasajata, from whom creation and protection and destruction came. He is Brahma. But Srila Bharatavitasana Prabhu and our spiritual hierarchy they explained, which he explained just now about Adha. And Alpavata Evaita Tadhanatvar, the Sankar Sampradaya, they think that God has no form, is all rupa. But Srila Bharatavitasana Prabhu explained in his commentary, which Mahaprabhu gave idea to us during this dialogue between Sarva Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All rupa bhat eva ita prahannatva. Here, all rupa bhat means not rupa bhat. Here, moulik, the fundamental word is rupa. If you take out rupa, there is no word, only o. This o is called
suffix?
Prefix.
Prefix. So, there is no mean. So, fundamental word is rupa. So, here Alpavat means Krishna is not the material form. What he has transcendental form. He is Sarangaru. Just like in this world, for material person, they are different between body and soul. But Krishna is not different between his body and soul. Deha, Dehi, Vidha, Nasti, Dharma, Dharmi, Vidha, Tatha, Sri Krishna, Sarupe, Purna, Ganatma, Kekile. Sri Krishna has no difference between body and soul. In his associates, who is there? His eternal associates, they have also no difference between their body and soul. They are same. So, Krishna is Swayam Rup. He is always in same form. He has no difference, soul and body like material world. So, here all Bhavate Vaitar Bhadhanatas, but prominency of Rup means Swayam Rup. And Ananda, Anavritti Shabdat, how we can get his mercy? We have to practice again and again under guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. Then we can get his mercy. Anandamaya Bhasar means in Sankar Sampradaya they told that, oh, if Brahma is Anandamaya, then he will be Vikari. But it is quite impossible in Brahma. Their philosophy is this, that Brahma Satya, Jagat Mithya, Jiva Brahma Ivanaparam. Brahma is true and this world is false. And there is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. So our acharyas questioning them, you are telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So may I ask any question? Well, yes. Then our acharyas asking them that world is inside Brahma, or Brahma is inside world. They replied, Brahma means Brihattar Dhinanattarcha, who is the no one is bigger than him, is Brahma. So they replied that world is inside Brahma. One hand they are telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So if Brahma is true inside Brahma, no false thing can be obtained there. So, if they told, no, then our acharya saying, you are telling Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, then how false thing can be inside Brahma? It's quite impossible. No. Inside the world, Brahma is there. Then they are replying, if world is false, how inside false, the true thing can, including him, so Brahma must be false. So, if inside Brahma, this world will be there, it is contradictory, and inside world, the Brahma will be there, it is also contradictory. So they are always defeated by our Gaudiya Acharyas. And Jiva Brahma Nāpara means there is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. Then how so many Jivas is here? And is everybody is Brahma? So no need to give any advice. Why your audience and advisor, why? So they are telling this due to Maya. Oh, due to Maya, you are telling that only Brahma is accountable of Dityam from where Maya came. So our Gaudiya Vaishnava is so intelligent, they take out their one point and they defeated them. Then they are telling this Anirvachaniya thought, we could not express in word. If you could not express by word, how you can make understand the whole world? So who is following them? They are quite ignorant. See, Shankaracharya came, he is Sakshat Lord Shiva. As before in India, there was some Sunnavar, that means Bodhavar. So Shankaracharya, according to advice or order of Narayan, he want to kick out the Sunnavar from this world. So according to fulfill his desire, he came in this world and kicked out the Sunnavar. So our disciples, Acharyas, they are telling that no, this world is not false, this Tatkali Satya, this true for time being. And Brahma is Satya, this okay, no problem, but Jagat is not false. And there is no difference between Brahma and Jiva, it is not also true. There is difference between Brahma and Jiva. Brahma is potency, Brahma is potent and Jiva is his potency. So Balabhya Buddhasan Prabhu, yes, he admit three difference. He admit five things. Ishwar, Jeev, Kal, Karma, Prakriti. He admits these five things. And in Siddhant, he composed Siddhanta Ratna Grantha also. In Siddhanta Ratna Grantha, he explained so many things and he cutted so many arguments also there. So many persons that they explain like this, that Kesavatar, that when Brahma prayed to God, then God take out his two hairs, one black, another white, and throw it and told, now God will come from these two hairs. So it is called Kesavatar. But Balabhya Vidyasagar Prabhu is explaining in his Siddhanta Ratnam. Kesavatar means Vishnu never be old. So there is no chance of grey hair, white hair. Another thing, Kes means he telling Amsubachi. Amsubachi means potency, means Shakti. That means when they are explaining that hair, black hair, Krishna came from black hair and Balarama came from white hair. But Srila Balarama Vidyasagar explaining and cutting their arguments that Kesh means Amsubachi, that means with full potency. That means all Vishnu Tattva, all incarnations of Vishnu, they include in Krishna and Baladev. So he cuts the arguments and he explains the mystery of Kesavatar. About Navapara, yes, Shivasya Sri Vishnu Jaguna Namadi Sakalam, Dhiya Bhinnam Pasyet Sakhal Hari Rama Hitakara. In this context, that we should not see difference between Shiva and Vishnu, because they have so much intimacy. But we should not regard Shiva that he is independent God. He is so near and dear to Krishna, so according to near and dear, this is called non-difference. Like Sakshat Haritena Samasta Sastrai for Gurudev. And Lord Shiva is also Guru Tattva. Srila Balabhya Vidyasagar Prabhu explaining in his Siddhanta Ratnam, Sivasya sa Vishnurja Guna Namadi Sakalan Dhiya Pinnam Pasyetsa Khalu Hari Rama Ahitakara. That means, Sivasya sa Vishnu, Siva means Mangalmalas auspicious. The auspicious of name of Krishna, Rupa of Krishna, Guna of Krishna, Lila of Krishna. All are Shiva means auspicious, Mangalmoy. So if anyone try to differentiate between Naam, Roop, Gun, Lila, it is Namapara. He is explaining here, not, he is not taking here, Shiva means
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. Divinity of destruction, he is not taking here. He is telling here that Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, everything is auspicious and Mangalmoy. So no one should differentiate between these four, Naam, Roop, Gun, Lila. If someone differentiates between Naam, Roop, Gun, Lila, this is offensive. So we have to go through Siddhanta Ratnam and we have to go through Govinda Bhasham. Then we can understand about Balaji Vidyavasan Prabhu. And he wrote so many things in Siddhanta Ratnam, and rest thing, and we shall hear from Srila Gurudev, and today is also two more auspicious tithi. So we shall hear from Gurudev and other Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Pancha Parvataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Vaja Koyta Mantra Vaja Bhaya Vaja Bhaya Vaja Bhaya Vaja Bhaya
You have understood something? Is clear?
Little fast.
Srila Gurudev, can I say two things about Baladeva Vidyabhushan?
Yeah. Very good.
Gurudev was talking earlier today about Siksha and Diksha and about the relationships that we as Vaishnavas have with our Siksha and Diksha Gurus. He uses an example, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, listing all of his Siksha Gurus, but not listing his Diksha Guru. I want to say two things about Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. One is regarding Siddhanta, and the other one is regarding an interesting point or aspect of his life. The first point, Siddhanta point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan came in a Diksha line coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shyamananda Prabhu, or actually it was, Shyamananda Prabhu was a disciple of Hridoya Chaitanya. He was a Diksha disciple of Hridoya Chaitanya. And Shyamananda Prabhu went to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So in this case we can see that although he had a very qualified Diksha Guru, he actually traveled to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami, because at that time it was known that Srila Jiva Goswami was the most renowned scholar of Siddhanta in the whole world. So it was known among Vaishnavas, and it's always been accepted among Vaishnava circles that Siksha and Diksha occur simultaneously. It's not that the Diksha Guru passes away and then we take Siksha. These two things, by the concordance and the acceptance of the Diksha Guru, Hridoya Chaitanya was so enthusiastic and so happy that his great disciple Shyamananda was taking Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So Shyamananda Prabhu had one very wonderful disciple named Rasikananda. Rasikananda Prabhu was responsible for delivering the state of Orissa. And after Rasikananda Prabhu, he had a disciple called Radhananda, and this is the Diksha line coming from Shyamananda Prabhu. After Radhananda Prabhu came Nayananda Prabhu. Nayananda Prabhu's Diksha disciple was Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So this is the Diksha line coming from Hridoya Chaitanya. What happened, this is exactly what I wanted to illustrate regarding the Siddhantic point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan was taking Diksha, took Diksha from his guru, Nayananda Prabhu, and he traveled to Vrindavan to take Siksha from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Again, this takes place within the healthy conception of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is part of our tradition, in the sense that we must constantly take Siksha. And if in this world there are gradations of Vaishnavas, it's understood within the Vaishnava community, and it's accepted by the Diksha Guru, and it actually is the definition of a guru, to tell their disciples, to lead their disciples to those who know Siddhanta, to those who can help them understand Sri Krishna and Sri Radhika. So what happened was Nayananda Prabhu, as the Hridoya Chaitanya, were pleased and happy that their disciples approached Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami for Siksha, while they were alive, while they were on the planet. So this is a very, very important point for all of us as Vaishnavas to understand, is that Siksha and Diksha are an intertwined aspect. We can't separate those things. And that the proper understanding of the Diksha Guru is fleshed out and made more understandable by taking Siksha. So this is one point about Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan's life. It's very important in our, right now, in our stage with ISKCON and everything that's going on. And that's one aspect that I wanted to say about this idea of Siksha. The other point is that I wanted to ask Srinaveen Prabhu, what Baladeva Vidyabhushan, what was his name in his previous life? Prabhuji, do you remember? No? Well, Baladeva Vidyabhushan in his previous life was actually an associate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Jagannath Dev in the Jagannath temple, and he fainted, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu underground through his tunnel into his own house. And that's when he asked Sri Chaitanya, "You're such a beautiful young boy, how could you take sannyas at such a young age? You have to strengthen yourself by understanding Siddhanta, by understanding Vedanta Sutra, so you should listen to me as I tell you about Vedanta." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to Vedanta for 7 days. And then at the end of that, his famous response to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was, the Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sun, but your commentary on it is obfuscating it like the clouds do the sun. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave his own commentary and actually discussed the true meaning of Vedanta Sutra in the line of the Gaudiya line. Present within that assembly, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually discussing these things, was one devotee who I'm trying to find out the name, but I can't. Was that Gopinathacharya? Thank you. And Gopinathacharya was present, listening to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expound the true meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. Gopinathacharya, of course, absorbed that into his heart and left this world, and he took birth again in this world as Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. And it's interesting to see, this is aspect of the interest of it, is that taking birth as Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he was then entrusted with the important of taking the Vedanta Sutra and actually showing that within the context of the Vedanta Sutra, it was Radha and Krishna could actually stand together and embrace and have a loving relationship. So he approached Govinda. His commentary is called Govinda Bhashya. But we can see that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarvasya chaham pradesa nivishto madras smritir gyana bohamcha," that he actually can make us remember and he can make us forget. And he is actually the person who does that. So in Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu's life, Krishna actually made him remember that when in his previous life, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually speaking Vedanta Sutra, he could remember those things. And he was able to actually compose the Vedanta, the Govinda Bhashya, commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And those were the two things that I wanted to share with the Vaishnavas.
Tell anything about Baladeva Vidyabhushan? Where is Prem Prayojan? Always sitting behind. Can you tell something?
I only know what the Vaishnavas have spoken.
Actually, Baladeva Vidyabhushan was born in Odisha. Near Puri, there is a place, Chilka Lake. He was so brilliant. In boyhood, he learned all Vyakaran and everything, Ved, Upanishad and everything. And he wanted to read and to adhyan karna chahte.
Study.
Especially Vedanta. He read the Vedanta of Shankar explanation. And he wanted more study. So he went in South India. There is a place, Udupi, where he studied all Vedanta's Bhashya, Sri Bhashya of Ramanu, Parijata Bhashya of Nimbaditya, Shankar Bhashya more, and Vishnu Swami and all other Bhashya, Bhaskar Bhashya, so many Bhashya are there. And he became very learned. Then he returned and he wanted to conquer whole world in philosophical tattva. He came to Puri, the Sarvam Bhattacharya and all the there previously. So in their land there are so many learned persons, I will conquer them and defeat them. He came there, and at that time Gaudiya Vaishnava was Radha Damodar, that he told in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Rashkananda Prabhu, then Nayanananda Prabhu, and then Radha Damodar. He was a very good scholar, very learned. But he covered his all learnings, very simple person, always chanting, remembering in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami. One day he came, Baldev Vidyavardhan, to defeat him. But when he heard his all the Siddhant establishes truths of bhakti, he realized himself a very
insignificant
and not knowing anything in front of him, like a baby, a small
boy.
And he at once surrendered himself at the Lord's feet of Radha Damodar and took initiation from him. Then he went to Vrindavan and he took shelter of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Here he read all his sandarbhas, six sandarbhas, Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, then Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, all sandarbhas. And he surrendered totally there. In the meantime, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur became in the age of 100, and he was too old. And he had taken Chhatra Sannyas. Chhatra Sannyas, I will not
leave that place.
Brajadham or Naudeep Dham or
Jagannath Puri Dham.
So he has taken Chhatra Sannyas for Puri Dham. So he has decided that I will never go out of Vrindavan. I will never go out of Vrindavan. And he was actually about 100 years. So he, at that time, there was some quarrel that Navin Brahmachari has told about it. The thing was that Ramanu Sampradaya is of Vaidhi Bhakti. They accept all Varnasam Dharma. So they were telling that how Srimati Radhika, not married with Krishna, will always sit with Krishna. This was first question. It is illegal. Secondly, there is no name of Radhika in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or any Shastra. Thirdly, Gaudiya Vaishnava are not Sampradaya, any Vaishnava Sampradaya. There are only four Sampradaya. Sri Brahma Rudra Shanaka, Sri Lakshmi Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, and then Rudra Sampradaya and Sanak Sampradaya. In Kali Yuga, there are four prominent
acharyas
according to them. In Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja. In Brahma Sampradaya, Madhvacharya. In Rudra Sampradaya,
Vishnu.
And in Sanak Sampradaya,
Nimbaditya.
From where did Gaudiya Vaishnava newly have come? So we don't accept. Also, there are no any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So we cannot accept them as a siddhanta. So many questions are there. And King then requested Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to send anyone or to come, but he denied. Then he ordered his disciple, Sri Baladevi Vidyabhushan. And he came with a prominent disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They both, they came. And Baladevi Vidyabhushan defeated all. He quoted so many Qurans, Ved, Upanishad, and all Srimad Bhagavatam that everywhere Radhika and Krishna. Radhika is this potency or power. They cannot be separated. He quoted one story from Jayadeva Goswami that how Radhika